The Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. Whenever they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to our last Mass at our old place. It's kind of hard to believe. It's very hard to believe, right? It's hard to, 15 years, right, after starting in the funeral home and then going from the Flex gym, where until this day, I've heard it said, St. Jude Church, aren't you guys the church who say Mass in the storefront? And I say, oh no, we moved into a motorcycle dealership. We're way better than that. But last Mass here at the old place, much to be grateful for. But you know, we're following the Lord all along. But we're very, very grateful, not only for where we're going, but for what we have been blessed with and all the grace that's come to souls and the things that we've done together under this roof and inside these four walls. It deserves a word of thanks to God. But for our last message here in our old place, words of warning from our Lord to his apostles and to us. You will be loved by everybody because you're my disciple, said the Lord at no time ever. Okay? A word of warning from his apostles to his apostles and to us. Four things to think about today. First, beware. Second, be shrewd. Third, be simple. And lastly, be not afraid. Behold, I'm sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. The default setting of the church in the secular world will always be one of tension. That's because we proclaim a message of self-sacrificial love to a race of people who are selfish and fallen. And it will always be met with resistance. It can be very, very difficult to be faithful to the Lord. There are certain things in which we can never compromise with the spirit of this world. And it's very, very tempting to. And we can find ourselves faced with what we hope isn't a decision between one of two opposites, either being faithful and suffering or betraying the Lord, wishing there's a third option. Very often there is no third option, right? And so our Lord says to his apostles and to us, beware. Okay? Secondly, be shrewd. It can be very, very difficult. But when the fight comes to us, we do not back down. But neither do we provoke the fight. If we can live at peace with one another, we always strive to. St. Thomas More, who suffered martyrdom because he would not recognize the false marriage of King Henry VIII, had his head lopped off on Tower Hill in London. But he did not rush to the executioner's axe. He played every card he had. He loved every last trick in the book to try to live at peace. You go back to the ancient Christians, and you find that they were told by their bishops and their priests not to provoke the Roman authorities into making them into martyrs. And those who did so were not to be counted as martyrs. We do not back down when a fight comes to us, but we do not provoke the fight either. Be simple. Our Lord says to us, do not prepare your words beforehand. You will be hauled before governors and before kings on my account. Do not prepare your defense beforehand, our Lord says. And that's simply because at that moment, our defense is nothing more, nothing less than the truth. In 1992, Pope John Paul II canonized dozens of Irish martyrs. One in particular was a story of a poor baker who was hauled before the English magistrates and was asked to give his defense, and he said before the court assembled, I do not understand the charges that you make against me. I do not understand most of what you're saying at all. I know only that I am on trial because of the Catholic faith. And I will not deny that faith. It was the eloquent Sir Edmund Burke who spoke up in the defense of the church, speaking before the Houses of Parliament about the persecuted Irish church, in which he said, we have killed their priests, we've burned their churches, we've driven them underground and into the hills, and the only thing we have to show for our efforts is the most loyally Catholic nation on the face of the earth. Do not worry about preparing your defense beforehand. The truth and the simple witness to our Lord is all the words that we will need. And lastly, be not afraid. Go throughout the Bible, and you find that every time anyone has been given a task by our Lord, they've been told, be not afraid, I am with you. It can be very intimidating to think that we have to face the powers of the world. And it's our Lord who says to us, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So we move now from our old church to our new church, right? It's Christ our Lord we're following, and as we do so, let's keep his words to his apostles in mind, words that he speaks to us as well. Beware, be shrewd, be simple, be not afraid. And last of the prayers of the saints to help us to do this today, St. Henry, pray for us.